The site is Lucas Oil Stadium. The Jaguars have made it to Indianapolis for a division affair.
Take it serious today. We got to see these boys one more time. When we leave this house today, they better have nightmares about us.
Straight line. What we got? Speed.
Big game for Jacksonville and the first game this year without Leonard Fournette.
Well, and that's going to be key now. I mean, this is an opportunity to control the division, to come out of the bye and control your own destiny.
904, we bringing a 904 to Indy, man. Let's get this W. Let's get it.
The passing game needs to take a step up, and the defense needs to continue to play dominant and take away football.
So Jacksonville will start at its own 25-yard line. First down, Jacksonville. Ivory remains the running back. Play fake. Blake rolls to the right. He's got it out to Mercedes Lewis. He makes a catch. Flag comes in. He's inside the 20-yard line.
Perfectly thrown ball. Allowed Mercedes to run with it after the catch.
Play fake, rolling right is Blake, looking, fires downfield, caught by Marquise Lee, tries to extend it. He's got it inside the first down yardage to the 1 yard line. He had to get it to the 3. He tried to extend it, could not do so, but he is knocked out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Third and goal, possibly 4 down territory, we will see. Blake gives to Ivory, Ivory right up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown. A 1 yard touchdown run by Chris Ivory, and Jacksonville breaks on top here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Score here against the Colts on the road early on in the first drive is huge.
Jags start from the 30, moving right to left. Play fake. Bortles drops. Fires deep downfield. He's got a man open. Keelan Cole is out there. Keelan makes the catch inside the 20-yard line. A bomb to Keelan Cole. He had a slow up for it just a bit, but he made a great catch. First down, Jacksonville at the 18-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts.
That is what has been missing with this offense.
When you run the ball that well, you're going to have chances down the field.
First and goal, Jags at the 5-yard line, leading 7-0 and trying to add to that. Late drop. Fires, throws a fade to the right side. Leaping for it is Mercedes Lewis. Did he come down with it? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles in the right corner of the end zone. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Mercedes Lewis for the score. And Jacksonville, after two possessions, leads this thing 14-0.
Keep going now. We've got a long way to go now. We've got a lot of touchdown passes.
They don't want to see you win it.
Hey, you seen that?
Yeah. I was dying. That was a good catch, brother.
So we start play in the second quarter. Shotgun for Jacoby Brissett. He drops the throw. It's a blitz. The Jags are coming after him. They get it blocked, though. Now he's going to have to scramble to his left. Now the Jags are going to get him. That is a coverage sack, and great work by the Jaguars in the secondary. Calais Campbell, correction. Malik Jackson involved in it, as was Miles Jack. It's a sack, and the Colts are going to have to punt it away.
You heard me? I said go get him, Jack!
Play fake. They fake the reverse as well. Now they throw a screen to Grant to the 45 in the Colts territory. Inside the 45. Inside the 40. Inside the 35-yard line. Inside the 30. Terrific play. Grant had a one-hand that thing. Made a terrific catch. Then the blocking was there all the way down to the 27-yard line of Indianapolis. 42-yarder from the left hash. Lambeau kicks it up and it is good. Josh Lambeau's first field goal is a Jacksonville Jaguar right down the middle. And the Jags have extended the lead to 17-0.
Big try, man. Great job all the way down the field, man. Great job.
Third and 8 now. Dropping is Bortles. They blitz. They pick it up. Blake throws to the left side. That ball is going to be caught by Allen Hurns. First down, he got away. Inside the 45 of the Colts. Still on his feet. Along the left sideline. Knocked out of bounds. But what a terrific play. All the way down to the 30-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts. Huge conversion for the Jacksonville Jaguar.
This is the best we've seen the Jaguars offense look.
Hey, this will be a 33-yarder from the right hash out of the hold of Brad Nortman. The hold is down. Lambeau kicks it up. And he knocks it right through there. Jags showing blitz. They only send 4. Brissett drops. spins away from trouble. Now he's going to get sacked again. Ngakoue's got him again. And now they're going to finish him off. He is brought down to the ground near the 40-yard line. Good half for the Jags. They lead it 20 to nothing.
Hey, we run these things, run them right. You know what I'm saying? We'll get home. But just stay focused on that stuff, guys. You guys, that's what makes you good players. You guys are better than that. You guys with me? Okay, all right. Let's go.
Play fake. Brissett looks to throw, and now he's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked again. Brissett has been sacked again by the Jaguars defense. Dante Fowler Jr. got him that time back at the 48-yard line of Jacksonville.
So give credit to the secondary and Dante Fowler for beating the tight end one-on-one.
Shotgun for Brissett. Mack is the running back. The Jags blitz. And he is going to get hit. And Miles Jack is going to get him on the ground. He had a little help from his friend. I mean, Jack was shot out of a cannon and got him back at the 45-yard line of Indianapolis, and the Colts will punt it away again.
And Brissett has no chance. I mean, he has absolutely no chance to get away.
Let's put it in the end zone right here. Put a nail in the...
Motion by Lee. They give it instead to Yeldon. TJ's got some room into the open field. TJ to the 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 20, the 10, the 5, dives for the pylon. Touchdown! TJ Yeldon has gone the distance, and Jacksonville has extended the lead here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Six games on the shelf has made TJ Yeldon fresh. And right there he goes, 58 yards.
TJ Yeldon's been waiting his turn, hasn't he? An explosive 58-yard.
I remember my first run over 80 yards.
TJ, you have done that
well. Shotgun for Brissett. He drops the throw. Looking, now he's going to try and scramble out of there, and he's going to go down. I think Dante got him again.
That was about as good of a power rush as you will ever see, because Dante Fowler had the right tackle, Joe Haig on skates.
And he is going to get hit again, and sacked again is Brissett.
I mean, you look down the field, there is nobody open. I mean, there is nowhere to go with the football, and then the pocket immediately collapses.
Hey, did we learn anything about what we just go and do what we're supposed to do and not get crazy? See how much pressure we get on those guys? Hell of a job. Good job, guys. Okay, good job.
Hey, we're talking 30 sacks on the year.
It's unreal.
Lake is going to take a knee right here with 16 seconds of play, and what a performance. What a terrific performance. The Jaguars were absolutely terrific today, Tony. And boy, when the Jaguars beat you, they lay it to you. Another very impressive win for Jacksonville's football team.
We're the best D-line and defense whole team.
We talk about trust, we talk about accountability, we talk about those things. We have that, we can go out there and play. And a hell of a job for guys stepping up, for the guys that we've had that were injured, okay, stepping up in there and playing. That's a hell of a job there. All right, this is a great win. There's nothing better in the NFL than winning right before the bye, and you have a winning record. And when we come back, we'll be ready to go. Break it down.
Family on three. One, two, three.